G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, August 25. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again is Joel Marshall. Joel, well, I guess the main points of interest this weekend on what is a fairly quiet weekend for black type is the three-year-olds. How have the good two-year-olds of last season come back? Who are going to be the new ones on the scene? And with particular reference, looking forward to the Golden Rose and Caulfield Guineas.
Exactly right. We've got a pair of Group 3 races for the three-year-olds at Rose Hill. We've got the San Domenico. Most of these are resuming over the shorter trip of the 1100. We've got the Ming Dynasty, where we've seen a few of the handy two-year-olds already return. They go head-to-head in that race over the 1400. And down in Melbourne, well, the Mackenzie is going to have a red-hot favourite by the name of Brutal, who created a really good impression on debut at Caulfield. The race seemed to rate highly. Form has held up, ran good time, looked good doing it.
Well, except that the runner-up went like a bastard the other day.
Yeah, yesterday at Sandown, yes. Yeah. I think Hazers. I think there's been a couple in behind that have sort of gone okay. But, I thought he might have been 230, 240, something like that. But they put up $2. I think that lasted just about 5 minutes. It was into $1.80. So, obviously, big boom on him. I think he's Caulfield Guineas favourite, or certainly close to it.
Yeah, equal. $14 equal favourite.
I
can't remember who the other one was.
You know, he's gonna probably come into single figures if he does what many expect him to do on Saturday.
All righty, well, let's start right there. At the Valley Big Fields, by Valley standards. Well, apart from the fact that Where is the rail on Saturday? We seem to have left that info off.
That is a good question. The rail on Saturday is 4 metres. And just looking at the fixed odds market for the Caulfield Guineas, Brutal is $11 with the tab. $11 clear favourite alone, ahead of the Autumn Sun, who's already a Group 1 winner at $14. So obviously, the market expect him to be winning Saturday if he's $3 shorter than a Group 1 winner already for the Caulfield Guineas.
Anyway, we've got full fields right across the day at Moonee Valley, bar race 1 and the Mackenzie itself, which only has the 12 starters. And as you mentioned, Joel, pretty cramped sort of market about Brutal.
He is very short. Look, he's obviously going to be hard to beat. I guess I'll try to find something to beat him. Trying to measure up times suggesting he will beat Ocean Knight. They both won their debuts over 1200 at Caulfield on a good four track, and the times certainly suggest Brutal went a hell of a lot better. But I liked Ocean Knight that day, and to the eye he was visually impressive. He came from the back and won well there, then went to a Lister race on Anzac Day, and he sort of got cluttered up in behind them. Didn't really finish off with the same gusto that we saw him on do on debut, but he wasn't disgraced, and I've liked the way he's been jumping out at Flemington. So I've lent his way because I do have a bit of time for him. He may improve over a bit further, but I've put him on top of Brutal, who's obviously going to take beating. He looked very good on debut. We've spoken about that. In for third, number 3, Mig Energy. Couldn't have done much more on debut at Moonee Valley. It was big odds, taking on some handy customers. Not many horses win their first start in town. Obviously Brutal did, and this bloke did as well, and he might be a bit underrated. And I threw the 9 in for 4th, Tavasan, who's going to go around at big odds. Both Mick Price and Michael Walker gave this a pretty decent rap after winning his maiden at Cranbourne. Obviously a big step up in class, but he seems to be a nice type.
Yeah, well, I've gone for Brutal as well, despite the ridiculous price from 6, Leonardo da Vinci, 12, Jimenez, and 1, Marcel from Madrid. And my research, my fun fact on the Mackenzie Stakes is that I think in something like 8 out of the last 9 years, the winner of this has carried saddle cloth 8 or higher, which you'd be able to get a good saddle cloth 8 and higher. The skinniest of them is Jimenez at $19 this year. Is that pure coincidence, or is it just that this race tends to be won by a horse that maybe hasn't been a top performer at 2, and therefore is further down the list? But anyway, as I say, it's certainly the consensus is that that is not going to be the case this year, but we'll wait and see. The other black type race on the Valley program is the listed SAJ Fruit Supply Car Lion Stakes, 1000 metres. No 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds and up only. Sees the return of Hey Doc, unbeaten at Moonee Valley, but is 1,000 a bit short from Joel?
Yeah, look, it is probably a bit short of his best distance. Probably deserves to be favourite, and he'll be hard to beat. I've got him for second. I've gone with number three, Quilista, from the Weir camp. Hoping she can go to another level this preparation. She took all before her last prep against her own sex. She won back-to-back group races during the Sydney Carnival, went to Adelaide for the Red Hot Sangster, and she was held up at a key stage from the point of the turn to the 200, and then just wasn't able to build enough momentum to be figuring in the finish. But she started a $4.80 favourite. As I said, that was a pretty red hot race, and she started favourite, so she's a talented mare. I think she'll run well. 1 Haydock for second, 5 Fatana. Interesting to see how he has come back from his stint in Dubai, where he was successful. Of course, he has a good record here in Australia, and his first up record particularly impressive, 4 wins from 6 starts. And I'll throw number 11 Super 2. Well, she has any amount of speed. She's just been thrashing her rivals up in Sydney in barrier trials. Last time we saw her at the Valley, she was rolled at $1.30. She's much better than that. She's just going to need a little bit of luck early. She should be able to cross from that gate. I guess the last 50 metres will be the test for her. But yeah, I've gone Quilista.
Yeah, I've gone Super 2 to burn across from that barrier and lead them a merry dance from 4. My Tasmanian friend, I'm Wesley. 1 Haydock and 5 Fatana. Super 2, in fact, I made my best for the day, and my value bet is another of my favourite Tasmanians. Race 5, number 7, Hot Dipped.
Well, I probably took the soft way out here going for my best bet, because in the back of my mind, I probably think that he's not going to get a run, Night's Watch. Race 9, number 16, I'm really not keen on the rest of the program, to be honest. So he's my best. I like him if he runs, but as I say, he's going to need 3 scratchings to get in. Loved his return. Looked like he was going to savage the answer, my friend, in the last 100 metres, and just probably peaked on his run against his fitter stablemate. But he's come back in good order, Night's Watch. Apart from that, probably one of the only bets for the day in Melbourne is going to be a little something each way on Costa Bomb. She's my value bet. Race 5, number 13. Liked her 2 runs down the straight in benchmark 90. Company back a little bit in grade, back to mares, drawn well, trainer in form, $15 in a wide open race. I think it's $7 the field. You can have something each way on her.
Alrighty, Rosehill Gardens, the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. We've got 3 Group 3 races. The first of them is Race 5, Singapore Airlines San Domenico Stakes. 1,100 metres for the 3-year-olds, as you mentioned.
Yeah, tricky race to assess, as we've got 6 horses returning and a couple with a run or two under their belt. I ended up going with number 6, Graf. He's also always had a bit of time for. He impressed on debut at Rosehill. Went to Hawkesbury. I thought he was a total moral there, and he gave you heart flutters in the run. You didn't really want to be on him. Come into the turn and early into the straight, Kieran McAvoy was hard at him, but he knuckled down late and won, and maybe that's just because he is a handy horse. Blinkers on. Blinkers was supposed to go on in the size produce in Queensland. He was scratched at the barriers. So they've decided to put them on here for his return. He's trialled well in quick time. Barrier 1, he's going to get a lot of favours. So I've gone 6 Graf to beat 8 Neutrality. Has a stack of pace. He won well on debut. He then tackled the Silver Slipper. That was behind Sunlight and Estajar, probably the best 2-year-old form around. He's trialled up well. He's got stacks of speed, as I said. 1 Performer looked good as a 2-year-old. Lost the jockey in the Todman when he did a bit of a dipsy doodle and then failed in the slipper, getting too far back. And 5 Plaguestone, he didn't have much go right for him in the Rosebud.
Race 6 at Rosehill on Saturday, the Visit Monaco Ming Dynasty, Group 3, also for 3-year-olds, 1,400 metres.
Going with number 1, Outrageous here. He's got a couple of little negatives, them being 14 of 14 at the barrier and 59 kilos, giving stacks of weight to all his rivals. Just hoping he can overcome it. He probably should have won a Group 1 as a 2-year-old. He was 3rd in the size, 5th in the Champagne. A bit unlucky on both occasions. I thought he did enough first up in the Rosebud. It says only 7th of 9 in the form guide, but he was beaten less than 2 lengths. Again, there he had the penalty. He was giving weight away, and the 1,100 was always going to be a bit sharp for him. Just hoping the step up to 1,400, his class can see him through. 3 Denawi, still a maiden, 3 runs, 3 seconds, but continues to race well, continues just to get a little bit better with his race smarts each race too. It's a horse with plenty of speed, but I think the 1,400 will be okay now that he's had those recent runs under the belt. 11 On The Take is a talented filly. She's closed off well both starts this time in. She'll be hitting the line hard. 1,400 suits. and Forex Celtic. Still just waiting to see the very best of him. I think the talent's there. He just has to produce it. Maybe the step up to 1400 will help.
And race 7 at Rose Hill is the New Caledonia Travel Connection Premier's Cup 1900, also Group 3.
Well, Nine Avilius was just outstanding at his Australian debut. His late sectionals were scintillating. He looks very, very talented. He's got a step from 1600 to 1900, but that shouldn't be a problem. He drops from 59.5 to 53, ticks a lot of boxes. I guess he's a little bit short. $6 first up, now you've got to take around even money, but he should be very hard to beat. Three Emperor's Way, I thought was ready last time out. Now, I thought he'd be hard to beat, but I thought possibly not quite ready, I should say. He might have just needed one more run. He had every chance in running, just couldn't peg back Harper's Choice. He might be rock hard fit now. 13 in for third, which is I Am Serious, scratched from the Rally Mile at Hawkesbury on Thursday. 1400 to 1900. That's the one question mark. Might be one run short, but she's a talent. And two, Destiny's Kiss, the old boy. A little bit of rain around on Saturday. That's certainly predicted. That won't hurt his chances.
Your best for Rose Hill, Joel, was race 6, number 1, Outrageous. Tell us about your value bet, race 9, number 2, Eagle Bay.
Now, I'm a bit disappointed about the odds, to be honest. He's gone up around $7. I thought he would have been a longer price than that. He's the stablemate of the favourite, number 3, Perrette, who's a real talent, and they're heading towards the Epsom, and he'll be very hard to beat. I thought Eagle Bay would be around the $15 mark and we could play him each way. So just, I wouldn't be rushing into his current quote. I liked his first up run, got back to last from gate 15, had no hope, but his last 200 metres was really good. He'll settle in front of Perrette, I would have thought, on Saturday from a good draw, and he can run well. Perrette, as I said, might have a bit of class on him. So I certainly want the odds to reflect that, but Eagle Bay can run well.
Alrighty, in Adelaide, they are racing once again on the main track at Morfordville, and James Jordan's gems are, let's see, I can tell you that one of them is Dollar Dollar Bill, which is race 5, number 4, $2.60. Has won a pass too. He's also an acceptor for the Valley, mind you, but if comes here, should be winning this. And earlier on the program, James's other best was race 4, number 4, Splashette, which is juicy by his standards, $4.80. Jared McLean and Mitch Aitken should be running on and should be going very close on an each-way basis. Joel, have you spotted anything at Morfordville?
Nothing at Morfordville for me, so I can go straight to the Sunshine Coast, if you like, where they hold the Saturday card in Queensland. They've got another meeting there next Saturday, so good to get away from Doomben for a couple of Saturdays. My best bet at the Sunny Coast on Saturday is Pressway, race 8, number 5. Model of consistency, this guy went close to winning last time out on speed bias, and he really charged late. That was coming back from 1600 to 1350, back up to the mile, back to the Sunshine Coast. He's got a good record, gets a little claim, ticks a lot of boxes, does Pressway, and my value is a race 6, number 4, Sony Legend. Interesting run of this guy. Gee, he's had just absolutely no luck this time in. A few races through the Winter Carnival, they gave him a bit of a freshen, and his luck just didn't change at the Gold Coast last week behind Del Cielo. Gets to 1400. Now, he's only had one go out to that sort of trip. He sat handy and faded. That was quite some time ago. Hopefully they ride him cold, as they have been, and he gets a little bit of luck and he can run the trip out. I think he's worth a little play at odds.
Alrighty. Across the Nullarbor, they are racing yet again at Belmont on Saturday. BJ Ryan's best, race 6, number 10, the ex-Victorian Crystal Spirit. Won very well on WA debut. Drew clear to smash Petrosity, who came out and scored a soft win last Saturday. The Chris Gangimi stable going very well and should get a nice run, but behind the leaders down to 54 kilos. Should get the cash at about $3.75. And BJ's value best is race 4, number 9, Vintage Stock. One had a dominant debut, presumably in the bush somewhere, where an on-course power outage has prevented BJ from actually seeing the race, but did win very easily, and he's been watching her trials and very confident that she can make her presence felt There's four other, five in fact, are the last winners in this field of nine three-year-olds. So a few of the smart ones coming back in Perth as well. But BJ with race four, number nine, Vintage Stock. Now, earlier in the day, Joel, across the Tasman, they are racing at Pukekura and Tarapa.
Yep, and Pukekura have a $100,000 race on the card. It's run under special conditions. You had to have been a maiden at June 1, and it's run similar to the Everest concept, where they put up slots that people could buy, and there's going to be a field of 14 go around for $100,000 there in the Taranaki Challenge. So good concept. It's been well received. Unfortunately, it's a heavy 11. Just hoping the meeting does go ahead. And it is interesting because there's a filly I've got a lot of time for over in New Zealand called Sure Bet, who goes along in that, goes around in that race, race five. She's the bet of the day there, number 14. She impressed winning her maiden first up off a good trial. Graham Rogerson spoke after the race and said he thinks he's going to bring her to Melbourne for the Oaks. So it'd be interesting to see how she goes. You know, you wouldn't totally write her off if she happened to miss out on Saturday into what's going to be tough conditions, but expecting her to go really well, race five, number 14. My value bet is Irish Flame, race six, number seven. First up off a Derby prep. He failed in that race. They probably got him there a bit quickly, but trained by John Wheeler locally, he should be hard to beat. First up over 1,400 to Tarapa. It is one of the feature jumps meetings of the calendar. Of course, Ellerslie out of action for this jump season, so the features headed away from there, and Tarapa hosts Saturday's meeting with his five jumps races. My best in value, however, on the flat late in the day. Elusive Treasure, the best race, eight, number one, on a quick backup from the run last week in the Fox Bridge Plate, where he had no luck, had a tough run. Must have done well in the week since. If he is all okay, he should be really hard to beat because this is a drop in class, and my value is My Gift. He was the best last Saturday, and he ran on well, ran third. Just hoping if we follow the money, we can get it back on Saturday, race nine, number six.
All right, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. You've got the form not only for Saturday, but Friday and Sunday as well as your fields for Dubbo Monday. And all your favourite columnists, Matt Stewart, Steve Pateman, Paul Richards, Shane Templeton, and all the rest. Still only $5.50 and will be, I'm sure, for quite some time. Our best $20 bet for the weekend. Joel, I am going to... Look, I'm not going to go with Super 2. I think I might go for the Valley Race 2, number 13, The Passage.
All right, well, we broke a little drought last week with Fiesta, so we'll hope to all up that into Pressway. Sunshine Coast, Race 8, number 5.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.